The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Mike Earle of KDSN Radio and Dale Wegner of the Sac Sun newspaper. Mike, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator Grassley, it seems, especially with the presidential candidates, that the two parties are far apart on a lot of issues. There's always issues you can work together on. What issues do you see moving forward when the legislature comes back into session?
Well, I think that the one financing government that has to be done by December 9th for the rest of the fiscal year obviously has to be not only bipartisan within the Congress, but the president's going to have to sign it. So that process forces bipartisanship. And whatever else might come up, I'm not sure that I can tell you because the leader hasn't given us any direction, but I think we're only in 3.5 weeks between November the 15th and Christmas. So it won't be anything that's going to take a lot of time, I'm sure. But within my committee, just so people know that at least this senator is trying to work in a bipartisan way, 30 bills have come out of my committee since I took the chairmanship. Of those 30 bills, 13 have been signed by a Democratic president, and one bill that came out of committee 15-5, the criminal justice reform bill, which people say is going to be the biggest reform of criminal justice in a quarter century. I'm working with the Democrat president to get that bill passed. So a bipartisanship can happen if people have a will to have it happen, and that's my will.
Senator, on the Ag Committee, then, have you started your work on the new farm bill, and what seems to be the biggest issues you're working on there?
Yeah. Now, let me tell you what would normally happen. Normally, we would start on a bill for the 2019 crop year in 2017, finish it in 2018, and because we already have a farm bill 2014 through next year's 2017 and 2018 crop years. But I think because of low prices, we're going to have to start working on one and start it a year earlier than usual. I think support for farmers, but the most important support for farmers that that they want maintained as is, it isn't that people are begging for more, but that would be the crop insurance program. And I think defending the crop insurance program is the biggest thing we have to deal with. Now, you ask about the farm bill, but usually the farm bill is asked about when we have low farm prices. And I always like to tell people that the farm bill is very important as a safety net, but it's not going to guarantee a profit. Beyond that, trade and exports are probably the most important thing to agriculture, because one farmer raises enough food for 167 other people, so we have to export about a third of our agriculture products. So trade is as important as the farm bill.
Speaking of trade, Senator, both presidential candidates have come out against numerous trade deals. Where do you stand on the TPP and also the North American Free Trade Act?
Well, I have generally voted for first of all, the North American Free Trade Act is law, and until somebody negotiates something different, it's still the law of the land. It'll have to be carried out the way it is. Now, if Trump gets elected, that's what he says he's going to do, and if he can get a better deal for America, who wouldn't want a better deal? Everybody would want a better deal. So I'm for that if he can get the job done. But TPP on the agricultural provisions, I'm absolutely for those provisions, and I presume that puts me in support of the bill overall, but I don't say so until it gets before Congress and we've got 90 days to study it. I'm going to point out two things that I think could have been better to make it a better one from my point of view, and that is the provisions dealing with intellectual property and the fact that it doesn't deal strong enough with currency manipulation. Now, China's not a member of the TPP negotiations, but you keep hearing about Chinese manipulation of their currency that ends up being an indirect subsidy to exports. And I think that we ought to take a stronger view against China on the manipulation of their currency.
Senator, Donald Trump has brought up questions about the validity of the election. Do you have any concerns about election fraud, at least in Iowa or in the nation?
Well, I think you really asked two questions. I don't intend to divide up something that may not be your intention, but you have fraud and then the validity of the election. I've got absolute faith in the integrity of the election results, and we have to accept them under our system of government. But we have had instances of fraud, and then fraud cannot be tolerated. And I've been alive 83 years, and I can only remember one election where I think it made a difference, and that would have been the Nixon-Kennedy election, when there was definitely fraud in Chicago. 3,000 people voted from the same address in Chicago, and it helped to carry Illinois, and there was fraud in Texas. But most of our elections, if there is fraud, it's not in a close election, and consequently, for the most part, unless there's ways of overturning an election, and those are rare, there's rarely a need for it. So you just automatically accept the validity of the election, and I do that.
Senator, last night we heard you discussing the nomination of Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court. If the Senate did, as a majority, express that they wanted to move that on, you said you would. Can you expand on that at all?
Well, yeah, I can expand on it, but I think that my position wasn't quite clear to you then. As far as my personal position is concerned, Hillary Clinton or Trump, after January the 20th, is going to make the nomination, and I've not changed my position on that. But I did say that every committee chairman serves at the will of a majority of the Senate, and if a majority of the Senate changed their mind to move forward with it, then I would feel responsible to the majority to do that. But I can't instigate it, and I'm not going to advise for it. And I don't think that it's going to happen anyway, because Senator McConnell has said it's going to, well, he takes the same position I do, and he's not going to bring it up. Now, he could be overruled by majority of the Senate, but I'm telling you, that's not typically what happens in the United States Senate.
In regards to your debate last night with the Lieutenant Governor Judge, What did you note as possibly the most significant difference in your responses last night?
Her support for Obamacare, her support for a lot of EPA regulations that are going to hurt American agriculture, and her support for or her non-support for balanced budget amendments and requirements for a balanced budget, even saying to the Sioux City newspaper a couple weeks ago that she doesn't even think the state ought to have a balanced budget requirement. Those are things that put her right in line with the 8 years failure of the Obama administration, puts her right parallel position with them, because they think that every problem can be solved by regulation, higher taxes, and higher spending. And then my opposite position is my work for the people of Iowa. And I talked about three things, creating jobs like the wind energy tax credit, 7,000 jobs, getting accountability for the Iowans' taxes by passing the False Claims Act, bringing $48 billion back into the federal treasury, and then making sure that Americans or Iowans are secure in the war against terrorism, which means protecting them from terrorists. So it's a big difference.
Thank you, Mike and Dale, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.